every dealership pays the same amount to the factory for a new Chevy. But some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, the low price you see is the low price you pay. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com, find new roads.
So, why therapy? What's on your mind?
Well, Doc, I love helping people learn, and I work at Hyundai. When I started, I got to help people learn that Hyundai has
America's best warranty?
Right, or that Hyundai's
ranked number one in customer loyalty.
Right, or that Hyundai has
three different SUVs, from the Tucson to the seven-passenger Santa Fe.
Yeah, but now with the internet, even when I try to share breaking news like
the Elantra and 2018 Sonata both being named a 2017 IIHS Top Safety Pick Plus, when equipped with optional automatic emergency braking and dynamic bending lights.
Everyone already seems to know.
Ah, that must be frustrating.
Yeah.
Better is the reason to buy Hyundai. For a limited time, lease a 2017 Tucson for just $139 a month for 24 months with $33.39 due at signing. To learn more, stop by your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or visit buyhyundai.com. For more details, call 877-248-1585. America's best warranty claim based on total package of warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details.
Call local GEICO agent Tim Calcagno for help with auto, home, and identity theft insurance. Tim and his team would love to help you. 630-671-0600.
Many years ago, my mom and dad said to me, "Mike, whatever you do in the future, do it the best you can and do it honestly." And that's why I call it the Mueller way. This is Mike Mueller from Mueller Honda of Gurnee. Visit our showroom without any stress or hassle. A staff member will answer any questions you have. Once you pick the car you're interested in, you'll get a friendly, professional associate to assist you through your buying experience. At Mueller Honda, the Happy Honda Days sales event is a very special time. Hundreds of cars in inventory, great selection, and as always, a market competitive price on all new and certified pre-owned Hondas, which means you will not pay more. I'd like to extend you my sincere hopes for a great holiday season with all the best for you and your family.
Visit MuellerHondaOfGurnee.com, part of the Mueller Auto Group.
You will not be disappointed.
Bears, White Sox, Cubs, Bulls, and Blackhawks. We cover them all. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. We are Chicago's original sports talk station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Rick Camp. Join homegrown head coach Chris Collins and the Wildcats in Rosemont this season as the Cats bring Big Ten basketball to the Allstate Arena. December 1st, the Cats host Illinois at 8 p.m., and season tickets are on sale now at nusports.com. At practice today, Bears coach John Fox was asked if he regrets not having Alshon Jeffrey on the roster this season.
The hindsight's always 20/20. That's pretty much known. He's a guy that we liked. We did talk to him. It's not like we were not in the mix. You know, a lot of times they have decisions in that as well.
The Bears will face Alshon Jeffrey this Sunday against the 9-1 Eagles. Akeem Hicks and Danny Trevathan did not practice today. Leonard Floyd was said by John Fox to be put on IR soon, but there has not been a decision if he'll have surgery as of yet. Around the NFL, the Chiefs have signed Darrelle Revis to help their struggling secondary. In the association, the Bulls will try and get the first win on their road trip in Salt Lake City against the struggling Utah Jazz. On the ice, the Blackhawks are in Tampa tonight visiting the Lightning. College basketball tonight on the Score at 5:30 as Illinois will take on Augustana. In the AHL, the Wolves are off until Friday when they'll take on Milwaukee. And LeBron James has been contacted by producers from the TV show Arthur about doing a guest spot on the show after his mood post on Instagram using the Arthur fist after Kyrie Irving put 35 points on the Hawks. The update's brought to you by Webb Chevy. Searching for a great deal on Chevys in Chicago? Visit webchevy.com. And catch the 670 The Score Craftsman Mobile Studio live. Head to 670thescore.com/events to see where we'll be this week. Sears, your first destination for Craftsman tools. I'm Rick Camp, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards. crime wave in Gotham. Other breaking news. Water. Wet.
Coming up, more problems for a troubled
earthquake. Yep, we're having an earthquake.
Breaking into homes and tickling people.
Fans quickly trashed his pantsless look on social media.
Also, in other news,
the whistles got woo!
He was murdered and then set on fire while celebrating his birthday.
He's on the lean. And the mob.
I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
They thought the car was a spaceship and that the driver was an alien.
He lost his life savings, $2,600. And all he has to show for it is this stuffed banana with dreadlocks.
It's time for another news here on the Bernstein and Golf Show. We're live out here at Scoreboards, 1100 Douglas Road in Oswego, courtesy of Bud Light. The Bud Light is flowing. We're getting ready to give away these Bulls, Cavs tickets with a parking pass. Somebody text actually saying that we should be telling people that we're giving a parking pass away and you can go to the Bulls Cavs game as well. But no. You can see LeBron James play against Justin Holiday just as good as any other the 12,000 or 13,000 people that'll be at the UC. But that's not why you called. Dan, I'm just going to go straight for it. Take this how you want, ladies and gentlemen. This is from Fox 32 Chicago. Police are warning Southside residents about a dozen armed robberies that happened in the last 2 months in the West Chesterfield, Chatham, and Burnside neighborhoods. The robbers approached their victims with guns or used force to demand their property, according to a community alert from Chicago police. I hope these people are apprehended.
I need a description. I want to know what I'm on the lookout for.
Okay. Now, they give the times that these robberies happen. Apparently, these robberies are happening like every 4 hours for a 2 or 3 day period. And then they go into hibernation. They come back out for a couple of weeks later. So these are dudes who are going on these robbing sprees in the Chatham, Burnside, and West Chesterfield neighborhood. Now, when you send that APB out, or when you put people on the lookout for the crimes that are in their neighborhoods or in their area, you want to be as specific as possible.
Right.
Right?
Yes. Tell me exactly for what I must be on the lookout.
And I got family in that area, so when I call them tonight, I will be telling them exactly what's here. Says the robbers were described as 1 to 4 black males between the ages of 15 and 40. They were 5'2" to 6'3", between 110 and 200 pounds.
Got it.
And had various hairstyles and complexions.
A lot of Jasons.
So, ladies and gentlemen, what this is telling me is that every black man in the West Chesterfield, Burnside, and Chatham neighborhoods should stay their asses in the house until this blows over.
How do you let that get on any kind of official release to be released to the news media as any kind of official description? Just say at this point descriptions were unavailable.
Right. The two young brothers right here who are having tater tots are suspects. Marshawn is one. I am one. The brother up top, you might be over 200 pounds, but I'm just saying you've earned it. I am too, you know, but I'm just saying. Pretty much 65% of the black men walking around this neighborhood are up for suspicion, and I'm sure, I don't even want to look at the text messages right now because I'm sure a lot of them are agreeing, and they all have the 815 area code behind them. So, just stay.
Aren't we in it?
I'm fine. I know where I'm at. Okay. I'm good. I came prepared.
No,
just
we're
stay.
Not. Okay.
Just stay in your house, brothers, this Thanksgiving weekend because you are a suspect more so than usual.
A new statue at a Catholic school in Adelaide, Australia, has been covered up and will be remodeled over issues with it being potentially suggestive. Now, I have tweeted out the picture. If you want to see this photo, I will describe it momentarily.
He showed me this picture, and I saw it for the first time.
He thought it was a bit.
As soon as I sat down today.
Yeah, he thought
I did not believe it was real.
It's real, and it has since been covered up and will be redesigned. But if you go to @Dan_Bernstein, and I'm sure that Shep is going to tweet it out at Bernstein and Goff, too.
It's awful.
Okay.
It's awful.
The statue of St. Martin de Porres.
These guys over here are looking at it right now.
At Blackfriars Priory was unveiled recently.
How do you do that?
And depicts the saint handing a loaf of bread to a young boy.
Everyone in the bar is looking at their phones right now.
Everyone's looking at their phones right now. However, the unfortunate placement of the bread
Looks like he's handing him something
else. Which is
else.
Exactly where you think it is, and it is a particularly oblong. It's not yes. a slice of bread.
Yes. It's a baguette.
It's a baguette.
Yes, it's a.
And all the way.
It's a Vinny Conqueror.
Hey, if Saint Martin, congratulations
oh, no
to
doubt.
You because that is the Juan yes. Uribe of sainthood yeah, right there.
Yes.
Yes.
It looks like a baby's arm
Juan
holding
Uribe.
An apple.
Yeah.
Thank you. Saint Uribe.
Jesus.
So it has.
Why do you go into the priesthood if you've got that? You
it has
I mean?
Raised other connotations. The school has apologized for any concerns the design may have caused. So the principal of the school says concept plans for the statue, which was produced by a sculptor in Vietnam, were viewed and approved by the school's executive team in May.
They saw nothing wrong with this.
But upon arrival, the three-dimensional statue was deemed by the executive to be potentially suggestive. As a consequence, the statue was immediately covered, and a local sculptor has been commissioned to redesign it.
And if you don't have a phone in front of you, you're in your cube, or you're driving right now,
yeah,
you can tell from the laughter, it looks like a grown man handing his wang to a little boy.
And to the little boy who is bending a knee yes. in supplication
yes.
and holding his hand
yes.
directly under the bread.
Yeah. It's kind of what religion wants to stay away from these days.
Yeah, it's all too true.
Oh, no, wait a minute. It was a real depiction? All right, next story. What happened to this show? there's no two ways about it.
I mean, come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, you know. Like, imagine having to have that conversation. All right. This from Gizmodo.com. 30 years later, the Max Headroom TV hackers remain at large. Now, for my old heads in the room and the people that are listening, for 25 seconds in 1987, in the middle of a WGN TV anchor, Dan Rohn, our guy Dan Rohn, sportscast, thousands of Chicagoans' feeds were replaced with a low analog whine and the eerie mm-hmm. image of a masked man nodding over and over as if in a state of mania. Quote, if you're wondering what's happened, so am I, Rohn said.
It was an actual effective broadcast piracy that took place 30 years ago on two stations.
Yes, and it also, 9:14 p.m. Central Standard Time today marks the 30 years since one of the most unusual hacks in history, the Max Headroom signal intrusion, one of them wearing a mask of fictional Al TV host and new Coke spokesperson Max Headroom. The pranksters hijacked the two stations that November evening. First, they did WGN-TV, and then 2 hours later, an even more memorable takeover of WTTW during a broadcast of Doctor Who. What made the second incident stand out? Besides seizing WTTW's airwaves for nearly three times as long as WGN-TV's, the hackers had successfully broadcast audio and was creepy enough to match the unnerving visuals. The heavily distorted signal, repeated moans, and nauseous swaying of the background giving the impression that the actor was in pain,
mm-hmm.
agonizingly trapped inside the rogue signal. If the effect was to craft something impenetrable and frightening, they most definitely succeeded. I remember this as a kid only because the next day MTV, I believe, picked it up and ran it on one of their news specials, like, this is what happened in Chicago. And it frightened the hell out of me, so much so that, do you remember Mac Moon?
Mac Moon.
The McDonald's.
Yes, Mac yeah. Tonight.
Mac Tonight. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
and he had the half
Mac
moon
the
head.
Knife. Yeah.
I remember telling my parents that I did not want to eat McDonald's anymore because the guy who broke into WGN and WTTW
reminded you
was
of
that
him.
Guy. I was so scared. I didn't eat a Happy Meal for a couple of years because of this. 30 years ago tonight, and they still haven't caught the guys who did it. Just a little piece of Chicago and TV history for you.
This from onmilwaukee.com. The Packers were routed by the Ravens on Sunday, an embarrassing home loss in which they scored no points. The 6-sack, 5-turnover ordeal was the first time Green Bay had been shut out since 2006. But fans at one local Wisconsin bar at least got to wear the thickest of beer goggles while watching the ugly, mistake-filled affair. The Bavarian Beer House in Glendale.
Okay.
Offers free beer on game days until the Packers score. A promotion that with Aaron Rodgers at quarterback probably wouldn't be too uneconomical, but last week as Brett Hundley tossed out interceptions, Devontae Mays fumbled the ball around, and Mike McCarthy provided no fixes for his impotent offense, the free suds just kept flowing. This is GM Scott Bell of the Bavarian Beer House. And looking at the pictures here, this is a genuine Bavarian beer house. This is like you expect a putsch to occur at some point here. He says they serve free brews for the entire game, nearly 3 to 5 hours, and estimated that they gave away between 275 and 300 cups of beer. He said, typically, historically, we've been done serving free beer by the middle of the first quarter, but Sunday's game didn't work out that way. He said it was not quite expected that it would go the whole entire game. And they said it was fun, said, though many people returning to the bar for more drafts, especially as the drought continued, actually apologized. Oh, sorry, Derry, for taking advantage of the offer and hoped the Packers would get some points.
Yeah. At some point, you just got to say we can't serve you anymore, I guess. All right, Dan, do you know how old Manute Bol was when he was in the NBA?
How old he was?
Yeah. Like, what do you think when he retired, how old he was?
I would say he was in the NBA during his mid to late 20s.
All right. Bol Bol, his son.
His son, Bol Bol.
Yeah, is a five-star high school recruit. And he recently committed to the University of Oregon. By the way, I can't wait to see the contrast of Bol Bol's skin and the highlighted uniforms. I cannot wait to see that. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be like an HD dream.
A dark-skinned
young man. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. This is from CBS.
Also a suspect in Chicago.
Oh, no doubt. Yes, yes. Bol Bol has been committing armed robberies for the last couple of weeks. He fits the description. He will be arrested very soon. This is from Jack Maloney, though. With the Bol family in the news, former Cleveland State coach Kevin Mackey gave an interview about his first experiences with Manute Bol back in the 80s. Listen to this, dude. Quote, I gave him his birthday because they didn't know how old he was. Mackey, a scout now with the Indiana Pacers, told Zags blog, every athletic door is open at 19. Every athletic door is closed when you're 35. He was probably 40 or 50 years old when he was playing in the NBA.
No.
Bol had no idea of his age, and the kid who came over with him didn't know how old he was as well. No one knew how old he was. The immigration people were in the office, and they thought it was great. They loved it, and they were big fans of the Cleveland State. They used to come to all of our games. They wanted to cover themselves because Manute was starting to get so much publicity. His picture was in the paper. He was on the 6 o'clock news because he was such a different-looking guy than everyone else. And that time, no one had ever seen anything like him. So at that point, Mackey worked with the local immigration office to come up with a birthday for Manute Bol, October 16, 1962. He said, quote, it was in October. I wanted to make it after September 1st. I wanted to make sure he was young enough because he didn't have an age. I think he was in his 40s. I really do. But there was no way of ever really knowing. Now, all of this makes for a compelling tale, and it's quite interesting to hear Mackey tell of making up Bol's birthday. However, his claim that Bol could have been possibly 50 years old when he was playing in the NBA sounds like an exaggeration. There's certainly the possibility that Bol was older than the 1962 birthday that Mackey chose for him. But just consider this. Bol's last season in the NBA was 94-95, just 9 years after he arrived from Sudan. Thus, for him to have turned 50, even in his last season in the league, he would have already had to have been 40 coming over here.
Look, just for the invocation of Kevin Mackey, you had me at that, because I spent some time with Kevin.
Oh, okay. All right.
You talk about a basketball character.
Okay.
And you know, I've always told you about these special people
the lifers
in sports.
That you never
these
forget. Lifers. Yeah.
I told you about Eggman, Butterman, Kenny Williamson, and these guys I met bouncing around the minors and you know the backs of buses and cheap hotel bars. Kevin Mackey, he has had his issues. He has been in rehab multiple times with all kinds of DUIs.
71 years old.
Yeah, and he was the famous Cleveland State coach. Remember the Mouse McFadden team that beat Bobby Knight? That was Kevin Mackey. Go back. There was a magazine profile from 1991, probably 92, written by Scott Rabb. And I don't remember if it was Esquire or GQ. I want to say it was Esquire. It's one of the two. It was a long-form piece about Kevin Mackey. But just a basketball genius. The only guy I've ever seen try to win an All-Star game with lockdown defense. He was coaching against Cassie Russell. and
people go put the clamps on him out there.
And he did it. And he did it. And he had everything diagrammed because there were NBA guys there. This was his chance. This was his chance in an All-Star game. All-Star game, he wanted to hold them to 70. And I'll be damned. They were pressing, trapping, switching from different man defenses to these hybrid illegal thing. And it was a work of art. But it was an All-Star game.
Yeah, one side that wasn't playing.
The only All-Star game that ever happened for the Global Basketball Association. Nice. And it was 1992 in Saginaw, Michigan, and it was 20 damn degrees below zero, and the Saginaw mascot, Sammy the Slammin' Salmon, was missing dunks, and it was unlike in a barn that was 100 years old, and everybody's freezing.
Old-style basketball.
It was. That's when Chuck Nevitt and Lorenzo Charles switched name tags, so they decided to go to the players' media party pretending to be the other guy. And nobody knew or cared. Just hearing Kevin Mackey absolutely warms my heart.
So what did we learn from this in other news?
You're going to stay off the street.
Yeah, if you're a brother on the South Side, don't go outside this weekend. If you're a statue maker, don't make a statue that looks like a grown man handing his wang to a little boy.
Especially if it's a saint.
Right. And Manute Bol was 137 damn years old while he was in the NBA.
That has been In Other News. That's Jason Goff. I'm Dan Bernstein, 312-644-6767. Don't go anywhere. Come on out to Scoreboards, Oswego. You might win some Bulls-Cavs tickets and a parking pass. Happy Thanksgiving. Hub at 5 on the Score.
The newspaper.
Molly!
And Hanley here.
In the spirit of Thanksgiving, we want to thank all of you for keeping the Score the number one sports station in Chicago.
Join us on Thanksgiving and enjoy a feast of NFL football. First, feed your sports appetite on Vikings versus Lions starting at 11 a.m.
Followed by the Chargers and Cowboys at 3 p.m. And finally, at 7 p.m., it's Giants and Washington.
And all day Thanksgiving football cornucopia.
And only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
This is Tiki Barber with a CBS Sports Minute. Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred wants to speed up the pace of play in his game. You can't blame him when the average length of a game last season was 3 hours and 5 minutes, an MLB record. The proposed 20-second pitch clock, however, is not ideal. Some players, both pitchers and hitters, will resist it because it will significantly change their processes. And in a game that has very little margin for error, that could be disastrous. The easier way to shave minutes from the game is simply to modify commercial breaks. Currently, there are 2 to 3 minutes of commercials between half innings and pitching changes, which almost add up to a third of the game being ads. I'm a big believer in TV technology, and I'm sure that there are creative ways to integrate product pitches into the broadcast, which is a much better solution than disrupting the timing of its pitchers. I'm Tiki Barber.
What's Black Friday at Muller Honda and Highland Park like? Well, it's more exclusive, and we always make it hassle-free. Enjoy your holiday without the long lines and large crowds. It's your final chance at clearance pricing during the Happy Honda Days sales event. But hurry, clearance pricing is for a limited time only. With hundreds of your favorite Hondas in stock, you always get more selection at your preferred Honda store. Chat us online to learn more. Nothing will make you light up more than saving. That's Black Friday the Muller way. But hurry, it's for a limited time only. It's your final chance for clearance pricing on all your favorite new Hondas. Muller Honda in Highland Park. Find your new Honda on Skokie Valley Road or visit us online 24/7 at MullerMeansMore.com. That's MullerMeansMore.com. Part of the Muller Auto Group. You will not be disappointed.
Need legal advice from a reputable attorney? Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legaladvice and look online for free Legal Fridays with Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates. That's cbschicago.com/legaladvice.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I've never felt more alive.
Disclaimer, Geico cannot guarantee you will feel more alive. You either possess functioning respiratory and circulatory systems, or you do not, or you are a zombie. If you are indeed a brain-starved zombie and you would like to save money on car insurance, the Geico legal team applaud your excellent life choices, even in your shambling afterlife. But we strongly encourage you to visit geico.com or download the Geico app. Please stay a minimum of 500 feet away from our large and presumably delicious, delicious brains.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I mean, these games, there's only 16 of them. You've only won three. I mean, you can't lose a game because of a kicker. God, that was inexcusable. And it wasn't even close. I don't know what other word would choke. I mean, he didn't even come near it.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The scripted plays, like the first 15, 20 plays, were exquisite. They were beautiful. It's the kind of stuff we've been asking for all year long. Why were they so good, finally? And then why did everything fall apart pretty much after those first couple of drives? Because they did not move the ball well after they got off the script.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
It's Black Friday at JCPenney. Save up to 40% on your favorite appliance brands. Plus, get up to 36 months special financing on qualifying appliance purchases made by November 29th. Plus, get up to a $500 Visa prepaid card. Added up, these Black Friday deals can't be beat. JCPenney. Available in select stores. Some exclusions apply. Subject to credit approval. Must request at time of purchase. Minimum monthly payments required. Visa prepaid card offer valid on major appliances purchased November 1st through the 29th, starting at $398 or more per appliance, excluding accessories. Some restrictions and exclusions apply. See store associate or jcp.com/appliances for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
What's the record? 12 and 30? I said their record. I'm not talking about John Fox. Ryan Pace has been there for all of it.
Yes, he has.
It's him, too. Bad decision to keep the guy. He cost you a game. You can't roll him out again for an end-of-game kick.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Space, the final frontier.
Radio.com celebrates one of the most iconic franchises in the galaxy.
Engage
is the official Star Trek podcast with film critic and author Jordan Hoffman.
This is the place to be for science fiction fans that want to listen to recaps of the new Star Trek Discovery show, interviews with the cast and crew of Star Trek, new Star Trek, old Star Trek movies, weird sci-fi. You've got it all on
Engage. Download and subscribe at the new radio.com app.
17 Buick Encores, now 40% off. Only at Grossinger Autoplex in Lincolnwood, just north of Chicago, and BlackFridayCarDeal.com. That's BlackFridayCarDeal.com. Stock number M70453, number B7071.
CBS Thursday.
That thing you said could happen is happening!
The word is out about Life in Pieces.
You told them. They guessed.
Well, because he told them.
It's the place to be for laughs.
I'm very tired.
You know what really helps me to sleep? Is being 70.
And there's no denying it.
You say you care about the Earth, but you're not willing to give up your vacation for it.
That is accurate.
I never said I cared about the Earth.
Make sure you don't miss a moment.
Okay, I went in.
Life in Pieces, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
The verdict is in. Tuesday's new hit drama is Bull.
Here comes the fun part.
He's not a lawyer.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You have to tell the truth effectively.
He's a jury consultant.
I change juries' minds for a living.
Critics say Michael Weatherly is charismatic.
I'm a big fan.
Witty and hilarious.
It's great to be me, isn't it?
It's a bullseye.
I'll see you in court. I'm looking forward to it.
Michael Weatherly is Bull. CBS Tuesday, or stream it live or on demand.
670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This segment's brought to you by Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Excited about all the holiday deals? Luckily, the Exergen Temporal Scanner is one of those deals online and at many retailers. The number one preferred thermometer by pediatricians and nurses, and now a great deal, too. So, what is the definitive correct dinner to have before Thanksgiving so you don't sort of recapitulate any Thanksgiving tastes?
Yeah, I've got mess up your turkey taste buds.
Yeah, I've got a theory on this, that my
red
beer,
sauce.
Beer is not a dinner.
Well,
no, my theory is either Southern Italian. Right. Unless you are Italian, in which case sometimes Italians on Thanksgiving do lasagna and stuff like that also.
I need to go to an Italian Thanksgiving. I can eat Italian food every day of the week. Don't you put that hand up. I will show up on your doorstep. You won't be able to get rid of me.
So my thought is tacos. Like, you just declare, like, an emergency Taco Tuesday on a Taco Wednesday.
Ooh,
and that way,
you
go out and you hit it hard with some good spicy Mexican or something like that. And that way, there's no craving.
Right.
There's nothing that you've actually cut off prematurely.
Yeah. And by the way, be responsible out there. It's Thanksgiving Eve, which is Black Friday for the weed man. Get your order in now. So you're not running around Thursday afternoon, you know, taking time away from your family, you know, you got some dude running around the city. Get it in tonight. Be responsible. You dig? Like, they got lives too.
Dope man has a life.
Right.
Too.
You're rolling up on his mama's house. You're like, dude, I'm not holding. Come on, bro. Like, you know, get out of here. Like, be responsible. If you're gonna vibe out tonight, you know, make sure you understand it is Black Friday for some people as well. I'd say you go Italian though. The red sauce. You know, you get yourself, like you said, lasagna. And
I was thinking of doing Indian, but that is too. That gives me too much volatility.
Too much risk. The day after violence when it comes to the old bathroom.
Because when I do Indian the way it needs to be done, usually is around around 4 o'clock the next day before I'm ambulatory. So
they're pressing on your stomach. You know what I mean? Trying to get everything out.
I get the rivulets of sweat down my scalp. I mean, it is.
Looking forward to tonight because I know we're gonna have to make a grocery store run.
Again?
And I know that lady's gonna She's not going to be there tonight. Hey. And if she is there, we're gonna have some issues.
After an update, I want to get to what could be a viewing problem for this weekend. Not just NFL, but big college games as well. There is a conflict that is apparently about to be fought, and I hope you don't get caught in the crossfire.
Time now for the Bears Daily Update. Head to Rio Republica in Punta Cana, Dominican Republic with Apple Vacations and your favorite Chicago Bears players. Visit applevacations.com/bears for more info. Hello, I'm Zach Zaidman. Here's the latest from Halas Hall.
They're evaluating that, but he has not had surgery to this moment.
Bears coach John Fox with the update on Leonard Floyd, who left last week's game with a knee injury that could lead to a trip to injured reserve.
Again, we're evaluating that. More than likely, it's a significant injury. That's likely. When that occurs, we'll let you guys know.
Defensive coordinator Vic Fangio loses a multifaceted defender in Floyd.
I thought Leonard was having a good season. You know, he had decent sack numbers, but he had a lot of plays, too, where he ran down quarterbacks. You know, we'll miss that athleticism and speed to where he tackled them after they ran for a yard or two or forced an errant throw. So, you know, we'll miss his athleticism and his overall speed.
Fangio says it's possible Christian Jones could play some outside linebacker, but inside backer Danny Trevathan still hasn't practiced since injuring his calf before the bye week, and Akeem Hicks did not practice today. The defensive lineman has a knee injury. This is the Bears Daily Update with Bears News every weekday on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Scoreboard Update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Rick Hamm. Join homegrown head coach Chris Collins and the Wildcats in Rosemont this season as the Cats bring Big Ten basketball to the Allstate Arena. December 1st, the Cats host Illinois at 8 p.m. and season tickets are on sale now at nusports.com. You heard the update from Zach in the Bears Daily Update. The Bears are heading to Philly on Sunday where they'll take on the 9-1 Eagles. Around the NFL, the Chiefs have signed Darrell Revis to help their struggling secondary. In the association, the Bulls will try to get their first win on their current road trip there in Salt Lake City against the struggling Utah Jazz. On the ice, the Blackhawks are in Tampa tonight visiting the Lightning. College basketball tonight on the Score starts in just under an hour at 5:30. Illinois takes on Augustana. And in the AHL, the Wolves are off until Friday when they take on Milwaukee. This update was brought to you by Meijer. At Meijer this Thursday only, save big on women's and kids' apparel. They're buy one, get two free. Shoes are buy one, get one for a dollar, and 50% off select Nerf toys. See the Black Friday week-long deals and Thursday only deals at Meijer.com. And the Score's 25-year celebration is being brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, celebrating 20 years as America's original craft vodka, and the Blind Barber, located at Fulton Market in Chicago. I'm Rick Camp, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
It's from Awful Announcing, the latest on the CBS Dish dispute. I didn't know there was a CBS Dish dispute, but says they have seen the CBS broadcast network go dark on Dish in 14 markets across the country with owned and operated CBS stations, plus associated cable networks pulled from Dish nationwide. Makes it seem unlikely a resolution will be reached ahead of Thursday's Thanksgiving NFL game between the Cowboys and the LA Chargers. That could be a big deal as CBS stations in Dallas-Fort Worth, Los Angeles, and also New York, Chicago, Philadelphia, San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose, Boston, Detroit, and Minneapolis, St. Paul, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Denver, Sacramento, Pittsburgh, and Baltimore. That represents TV markets 1 through 5, 8, 10, 14 through 17, 20, 24, and 26, as Alex Silverman writes at Cable Facts. CBS has said the sides are, quote, far apart. So if you are out there with that communist cable known as Dish, then you may not see the Cowboys-Chargers game tomorrow.
And, of course, what they're doing is they're asking for all sorts of people to take to the phones and take to social media and to try to take sides in this, to pressure one side or the other into changing their negotiating stance. That's how this works. They try to put the customers in between and have them do their work for them.
No way. No way they don't have the games tomorrow, though, right?
I don't know. Like, what happened in L.A.?
If you're – yeah. If I'm a customer and you push me to the limit like that and you don't get it done, or you don't say, hey, we'll give you this time, but, you know, we got to get some boots on the ground here. We got to get you to call your alderman and call your congressman, but we'll give you your Thanksgiving games because we know you're going to be home. Like that. I'd say, hey, I'm done with this subscription if I don't get the game. Like, can't that work the other way?
Do you know anybody who has Dish?
Not a person. Not a single person.
And also, if you have an over-the-air antenna, you can still pick up the CBS signal.
Do people still have a lot of those?
I do.
Do you?
In the attic, they put an over-the-air antenna in just in case. You never know when something's going to go out.
I got you.
Because they're cheap. And all, it's just one other input. There's no reason not to.
Really?
And also, I guess maybe because we live in close enough to the actual broadcast signal, right, it's crystal clear. I mean, it's a beautiful digital. Yeah, there's no analog anymore. It's only digital signals, but it looks terrific. And I mean, the actual local HD over the air digital shot's good.
How much Thanksgiving football do we actually watch? Like, I know we like to talk like, oh yeah, I'm just gonna be eating and sitting in front of the couch and watching nothing but football. But I think about the last few years, I think I missed the most football on Thanksgiving. Like, I'll catch a good quarter of the way I watch games, where it's like play after play after play, I'm honed in. But there's so much stuff going on Thanksgiving, whether you got family around, whether you're tired and you feel like, oh, I got a day off, I'm just going to chill, or somebody else has control of the television, or you're helping to cook, or you're eating everything. It's like,
I feel like I
miss a lot of the games on Thanksgiving.
For me, it's mostly background unless I'm steered towards something exciting that's going on.
Or the local interest if the Bears are playing.
If it's a Bears game, that's completely different. Right. But if no Bears, unless there is a really important, meaningful matchup, which I kind of think this is.
What's the last Bears Thanksgiving game we got? Was it the Julius Jones, Thomas Jones game?
No, was it just 2 years ago against the Packers, the one that Martellus
said
he didn't watch?
When he was hurt. Yeah.
Right. I didn't watch. I don't know.
I forget. Yeah, it was such a monumental time in Bears football.
That was the turning point game.
It was. Yeah, it was the turning
We're
point
still
game.
Waiting.
Yeah, well, you know, old Johnny boy. How about Hub yesterday? Thinks that, you know, if you're going to do it, because I asked Hub during the Hub segment yesterday if John Fox was going to make it out of the season. I was sure I was going to get a yeah, and then you get all the caveats or you get what's going to happen after the season. Hub, and it's not informed speculation.
That's why I tried to make sure we got some clarification there where that was coming
from. He said that if you're going to take a look at not only what's left of your roster, but what you may have in Vic Fangio as a coach, go ahead and say peace out to one John Fox. I don't know when you would do it, though, because they're playing close games again. Like but I'm saying, you usually could do that after a blowout. Like after, all right, we got to get this guy out of here.
After your back-to-back fitties.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Right, you're waiting for that moment. 27-24, because Connor Barth doesn't hit a kick. You know, I don't know how.
It's not about what happened.
I know. Trust me. Right, I'm fine with him leaving right now.
It's not about outcomes, quality of outcome. It's about how are you getting closer to winning a Super Bowl.
But the way it looks to, I don't know, maybe other ownership groups or agents of other coaches where you're like, hey, you launched a guy after a close game or after things were on the upswing for the old Bears. I'm fine with him going. I want Mitchell Trubisky to make it through the season healthy. I want Adam Shaheen to continue to improve. I want them in the final 5 or 6 weeks to be able to teach Tariq Cohen the offense. And, oh, by the way, have Jordan Howard out there as well when you're trying to win a game. Like, those are the little things. I want Leonard.
As long as he can run around with a laundry basket to catch footballs.
I want Kyle Long to not play another Bears game this year so he can get right for the years to come. You know, those small things on my Bears holiday season wish list.
This segment brought to you by Sprint. Just in time for the holidays, get a great deal on a Samsung device. Hurry into a Sprint store, call 1-800-SPRINT-1 or visit sprint.com/deals. Works for me. Restrictions apply. Hub Arkish will take your calls at the top of the hour on the Bears and on the NFL. I don't know that have we taken a call today? I mean, I know we are during that segment, but I don't know that we've grabbed one outside of it.
I don't believe we have.
Wow, look at you.
Yeah, I just wanted some fries.
You got some. That's more than some.
Yeah, I'm going to eat all of those fries, too.
That's fries for days.
I'm going to eat. I got hella fries.
Go over and dip in their cheese they got over there.
Hey, man,
you don't dip in people's cheese.
Yeah, you'll just walk over and start dipping in another guy's cheese.
There is a rule on these. When we are on remote, I'm allowed to eat off anybody's plate. I declared that 12 years ago.
Yeah, well, I don't have that rule because this feels like a conceal and carry kind of place.
What isn't?
Yeah, I'm just saying. I think we're in conceal and carry territory.
Yeah, if I come by I'll snatch a wing, I'll snatch a fry, and you're not allowed to get mad at
that's
me.
That's a great way to get your ass beat.
It's the rule. I've declared it, and so shall it be.
All right, there it is. He's Dan Bernstein. I'm Jason Goff. I'm keeping my hands out of your cheese. You listen to the Bernstein and Golf Show. We're live out here at Oswego and Scoreboards, man. This is a fun time courtesy of Bud Light right here on 670 The Score.
Up next for the Bears, it's a trip to Philly to take on the Eagles. Get a full preview right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans. Don't stress about the upcoming.
Hey, this is Kyle Long, offensive lineman for the Chicago Bears. And around here, we all play in some tough conditions. But Ford trucks are even tougher, because Ford F-150 is the only truck with a high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy body, so it's lighter and faster, and it'll never rust. Plus, it's bolted to a high-strength steel frame for a solid foundation. Now that's a winning formula, and every other truck is history. Ford F-150, official truck of the NFL and your Chicago Bears.
17.
Hey, it's Dan Bernstein.
And Jason Goff.
It is Thanksgiving Eve, but already on and already happening for you is the sleep-giving sale at Mattress Firm. For the first time ever, here's the deal, and this is what makes it really cool. When you spend just $500 on a new mattress, you get a free adjustable base valued at $1,198, and it's completely free. And the adjustable base allows you to binge watch in bed with your head up a little bit. Maybe you like to work in bed, makes that work as well. I have an adjustable base, and I'm glad I do. Here's your chance to get one free.
Oh, yeah, and with Mattress Firm's 120-night sleep trial, sleep on your new mattress for up to 120 nights. And if it's not a perfect match, you can get your money back, and they'll help you find a better fit. You cannot lose with Mattress Firm. As Dan mentioned, the adjustable base, that value is crazy to get that for free. I have an adjustable base. I don't know how I was sleeping before that. And if you're thinking to yourself, where can I find one of these mystical mattress firms? Well, there are over 100 of them in the Chicagoland area. There's one down the street, around the corner. You just put it into your GPS and find yourself there. And make sure you go in and lie down on the bed.
There's one corner in Hoffman Estates that's got four mattress firms.
You can't miss it. Can't miss it. And make sure you lie down for 7 minutes or more, because that's how you can truly test the bed that you want.
0% APR for 6 years during the sleep giving sale at Mattress Firm. And Black Friday until noon, Mattress Firm has doorbuster deals that are going on, like 50% off a Beautyrest Queen mattress, now just $374.50, and a free mattress protector to cover it. And Black Friday through Sunday until noon, you can get a Sonos One speaker when you get a mattress for only $799. It's an in-store only offer. It lets you sleep soundly with one of the most innovative voice-activated music devices in the market. A lot going on. You got to get in there. The sleep giving sale at Mattress Firm. Save money. Sleep.
So, why therapy? What's on your mind?
Well, Doc, I love helping people learn, and I work at Hyundai. When I started, I got to help people learn that Hyundai has
America's best warranty?
Right, or that Hyundai's
ranked number one in customer loyalty.
Right, or that Hyundai has
three different SUVs, from the Tucson to the seven-passenger Santa Fe.
Yeah, but now with the internet, even when I try to share breaking news, like
the Elantra and 2018 Sonata both being named a 2017 IIHS Top Safety Pick Plus? When equipped with optional automatic emergency braking and dynamic bending lights.
Everyone already seems to know.
Ah, that must be frustrating.
Yeah.
Better is the reason to buy Hyundai. For a limited time, lease a 2017 Tucson for just $139 a month for 24 months with $33.39 due at signing. To learn more, stop by your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or visit buyhyundai.com. For more details, call 877-248-1585. America's best warranty claim based on total package of warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details.
Many years ago, my mom and dad said to me, Mike, whatever you do in the future, do it the best you can and do it honestly. And that's why I call it the Mueller way. This is Mike Mueller from Mueller Honda of Gurnee. Visit our showroom without any stress or hassle. A staff member will answer any questions you have. Once you pick the car you're interested in, you'll get a friendly, professional associate to assist you through your buying experience. At Mueller Honda, the Happy Honda Days sales event is a very special time. Hundreds of cars in inventory, great selection, and as always, a market competitive price on all new and certified pre-owned Hondas, which means you will not pay more. I'd like to extend you my sincere hopes for a great holiday season with all the best for you and your family.
Visit MuellerHondaOfGurnee.com, part of the Mueller Auto Group.
You will not be disappointed.
It's hard to pick out the perfect gift, but all too easy to get it totally wrong. Introducing ManCrates.com, the surest way to find awesome gifts guys will love, guaranteed. This isn't a lame cheese of the month club or a new tie. Man Crates offers gift collections for every type of guy, from the family man to the sports fanatic and everything in between. Like the Grillmaster Crate with a brass knuckle meat tenderizer and a cast iron smoker box. Just go to mancrates.com, pick the perfect crate, and choose your delivery date. When his Man Crate arrives, he'll be the envy of every guy in the room as he pries that bad boy open with his own laser engraved crowbar. They have thousands of five-star reviews, and every Man Crate comes with their high-five guarantee. Own the holidays. Go to mancrates.com/radio for 5% off your order. They don't offer a discount anywhere else. 5% off at mancrates.com/radio for the best deal on an awesome gift. mancrates.com/radio.
About the Gold Cup, bet on ExpressBet.
Head out to Allstate.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Golf Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. We are live out of here at Scoreboards in Oswego, courtesy of Bud Light. Yeah, give yourselves a random woo. There you go. Yeah. The random woo machine out here.
Woo machine.
We're going to talk to Hub Arkish. Well, you will talk to Hub Arkish at the top of the hour.
Yeah, he's yours.
There are already several people who have walked up to the broadcast site asking if Frank from Oak Park is in the house. We don't know. We don't know.
And asking if he's real.
Yes. Well, we do know he's real.
Okay. Well, but he's not, it's not a guy doing a voice, because the actual guy, his name is not Frank. Frank is a nom de guerre. But it is someone who actually sounds like that. It's not a guy doing a fake voice or using some sort of vocoder or machine, voice machine.
Right.
It's a real dude. And it's, if you actually saw him, you would not believe, because he doesn't look like he sounds. Scoreboards in Oswego is an official Blackhawks bar, so they have specials on Bud Light buckets every game day. I'm seeing some of those that are left over from where the Bud Light people ravaged them earlier.
Yeah, they went in.
Yeah, but this is they enjoy their Blackhawks hockey here, as I know they will tonight, so it's a good spot for that.
Yeah, Tampa Bay.
And we got Bulls and Jazz at 8, right?
No, you got that.
But it is a Rudy Gobert-less Jazz team that means they have a very difficult time keeping other teams from getting to the rim.
Yeah, I spent last night with the Bulls. I'm going to spend tonight with my family.
That's enough already?
Yeah, I'm good. I don't have to talk about Bulls basketball tomorrow. So I will be Bulls-less tonight. I will be fighting the crazy people at local grocery stores in the South Loop. That's what I will be on tonight.
Yeah, I got to stop. For me. I'm making my Brussels sprouts tomorrow for 25, so I got to go pick up pounds and pounds of Brussels sprouts and garlic and bacon and chicken stock and get those made.
Now, do you need your food hot?
Yeah.
Okay, so the reason I asked is because I know people who are making their Thanksgiving Day meals right now, and then just, you know, peeling it back tomorrow and saying, hey, happy Thanksgiving.
Lukewarm gravy?
I know people who are getting a jump on all the cooking and all the stuff that you have to do tomorrow.
There's nothing wrong with working ahead.
Because it's about when you want to eat, too. I was always caught in that, when are we going to eat mode? And my mom would be like, shut the hell up, whenever I'm done cooking the food, that's what we'll eat. So it'd be around like 4:30, 5 o'clock, and then it always felt too late.
Did you hear Michael Irvin today?
No.
Michael Irvin was talking about that, because when he used to play every Thanksgiving, Spiegel and Parkins were asking him about what the rule was, and he just said, nobody eats until daddy gets home.
Oh, no doubt.
But he said that he would call his wife, like just when they would get off the field, and she'd say, you better get home fast, because I'm having trouble keeping the kids away from the food.
They want to eat.
Yep.
Like, I eat, I love candy yams. So my mom gave my fiance her recipe, and I'll eat a pound of that before I touch anything. If everything is still getting made, you know, the macaroni and cheese and the other sides and the turkey is still in the oven or something like that, oh, I'll crush. I'll go to town on the yams, and then just wait, just chill, bide your time. The problem is, you know, every once in a while things get off schedule. And you're like, all right, I could slide in, you know, a mini meal here or a mini meal there, and it ruins your Thanksgiving.
That's why it's all strategy. And I used to always talk with Doug Buffon about eating strategy when it came to buffets, and he always had great wisdom on how to do some of the stuff. But again, it was coming from a large man who was capable of doing things I wasn't capable of doing.
Consume a lot.
Like, my rule is the way we work, we have a ridiculous number of cheeses. So I have to make sure I'm not acutely over-cheesed. And then my cousin, who's the co-founder of a well-known craft beer company in Chicago, brings over beers that his company produces that have not been released to the general public, members of general public. So like barley wines and experimental stuff that just the brewmaster is working on. So he has those in unlabeled bottles and growlers with tasting notes and all that. Plus any wines and spirits, that's all out and available for everybody. Then we do a seated soup course where everybody sits down to a butternut squash soup with a little bit of cream and cayenne in it. So it's a spicy butternut squash soup. Just a little bit. Just sort of an amuse-bouche. Then you move on. Then we bring everything out and I begin grazing. And my rule...
This is a pretty specific and...
We've got it down. We've been doing the same thing.
This operation, fam, is like,
We all know our roles.
Like, do you...
We all know our roles. We all know where to go.
Minutes for bathroom breaks?
When I bring everything in, I know where I'm supposed to set it.
Jesus.
I know exactly where it's supposed to go, because we've been doing this for a while. But you know, okay. So, but for me, the Thanksgiving rule is like my grandfather's rule with a strip steak.
Oh.
Okay, you cut it down the middle, so you eat the very best part when
first.
You are the hungriest. Mm-hmm. You eat that steak from the inside out. So my rule with the turkey is, I'm going to get, the first plate is going to be a little bit of dark meat and mostly skin and neck. rip all the meat off the neck, which is my, I dig it out of the bottom of the pan. I will just with my fingers shred the meat off of there, get a pile of crispy skin, a pile of the soggy skin from like the bottom part. Cover that with gravy and just eat
that. So you forage like an animal.
I'm going to get the... Yeah. I will double back on the carcass. Once there's the show carving is over, I'll go in and just attack that thing like a hyena.
Well, yeah. Well, don't eat at Bernsey's crib is what he's,
I'm not in anybody's way. I'm scavenging. I'm good. I'm not in anybody's way. You want all that white meat, that pretty stuff? It's not about how it looks.
I don't know why white meat exists.
A fibrous block of chalk.
Yeah, it's like, I don't care how moist your turkey is. White meat is trash. Like, who's like, I can't wait for the breast.
This tastes good, even though I don't know what it tastes like.
Right, like, no, you go for the dark meat and you have yourself a good time. Yeah, this texture says, what is your guys' least favorite Thanksgiving side dish of all time? It's actually one that I've come around on. I used to see cranberry sauce and think to myself, why would anyone do that to themselves? Mm-mm. I hated it. And what? I had it a few years ago for the first time, because it's just the way it looked. I didn't want any part of it. Had it for the first time a few years ago. I was like, this ain't bad. I see why people like this.
Yeah, I don't need sweet potatoes in my life. I can live without them in any way, shape, or form.
I just told you how much I love them.
Candied yams are a thing. I used to make them every...
I feel like we can't be friends anymore.
I used to make bourbon sweet potatoes every year with like half a bottle of bourbon in them, and people loved them, and I just...
But you won't do it.
I don't like them.
Yeah, Nicole doesn't like hot sweet at all, so she
like,
won't...
Like
she
an
won't,
apple pie?
Yeah, no. She doesn't like anything that's sweet and hot, like myself. Huh.
I was going to say, she married you nonetheless. All right, load up the phones for Hub, 312-644-6767. He is ready for you. He wants to talk to you. He wants to answer your questions about the Bears and the NFL, and he is going to do that.
A Thanksgiving edition.
Well, I don't know. Is there anything like special about...
I don't know. Maybe, you know, Frank from Oak Park. Have the itis when he calls in and like nod off.
What does that mean?
The itis?
The itis.
Oh, when you eat too much and you start to nod off, you fall asleep. There's another thing that goes with it that I can't say on the air.
All right, that segment brought to you by JCPenney. It's Black Friday at JCPenney, and the challenge is on. Doors open Thursday at 2 p.m. for unbeatable deals. Hurry in this Thursday and Friday to JCPenney.
Give them the phone number one more time.
312-644-6767. Here comes Hub. You got the score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers, where better drives.
What's Black Friday at Muller Honda and Highland Park like? Well, it's more exclusive, and we always make it hassle-free. Enjoy your holiday without the long lines and large crowds. It's your final chance at clearance pricing during the Happy Honda Day sales event. But hurry, clearance pricing is for a limited time only. With hundreds of your favorite Hondas in stock, you always get more selection at your preferred Honda store. Chat us online to learn more. Nothing will make you light up more than saving. That's Black Friday the Muller way. But hurry, it's for a limited time only. It's your final chance for clearance pricing on all your favorite new Hondas. Muller Honda in Highland Park. Find your new Honda on Skokie Valley Road or visit us online 24/7 at MullerMeansMore.com. That's MullerMeansMore.com. Part of the Muller Auto Group. You will not be disappointed.
Black Friday is the best time to buy at Napleton's Valley Hyundai in Aurora. They're offering huge savings on remaining 2017s. Right now, get 20% off MSRP on new 2017 Santa Fe Sports that all come with Hyundai Assurance and America's best 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Check out NapletonsValleyHyundai.com.
Napleton, second to none since 1931.
MSRP may not be priced at which vehicle sold in trade area. Offer good through 11/30/17. See dealer for details.
It's Jason Goff here for Xfinity, and I need to tell you about the future of awesome that is XFi. I've downloaded the app, and it works as great as I've been telling you. You know, when you want to pause those Wi-Fi times, when you just say, hey, come on, let's have a good meal, like Thanksgiving, or you want to make sure that the parental controls are doing exactly what they need to do because you've got a family, and you want to make sure that your kids aren't surfing the net, it's a game changer. It's a game changer for families. It's a game changer for the heads of households. Xfinity Internet is where it's at. The dial-up speeds have been, they've been markedly improved. And also the troubleshooting is a lot easier than it's ever been before. You don't have to wait on hold forever. No, you can actually just troubleshoot through the app. And you can get started with Xfinity Internet for as low as $19.99 a month for 12 months. Call 1-800-XFINITY or visit Xfinity.com today for more details. The offer ends on New Year's Eve. That's December 31st, 2017. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Make sure you tell them Jason Goff sent you.
So, why therapy? What's on your mind?
Well, Doc, I love helping people learn, and I work at Hyundai. When I started, I got to help people learn that Hyundai has
America's best warranty.
Right, or that Hyundai's
ranked number one in customer loyalty.
Right, or that Hyundai has
three different SUVs, from the Tucson to the seven-passenger Santa Fe.
Yeah, but now with the internet, even when I try to share breaking news like
the Elantra and 2018 Sonata both being named a 2017 IIHS Top Safety Pick Plus, when equipped with optional automatic emergency braking and dynamic bending lights.
Everyone already seems to know.
Ah, that must be frustrating.
Yeah.
Better is the reason to buy Hyundai. For a limited time, lease a 2017 Tucson for just $139 a month for 24 months with $33.39 due at signing. To learn more, stop by your local Chicago and